This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm happy to be here. This is Ashna Patel. I'm the manager of customer success and support at Ascent Cloud. I'm also a co-founder of CS Insider and CS Ladies.
Ashna, how are you involved with user adoption?
That's a great question. So I work for a software company, and we have a couple of products off of Salesforce AppExchange. And so basically in a day-to-day, I'm pretty involved with the user adoption in terms of, you know, usage and adoption for retention and expansions. I mean, that's basically our bread and butter. That's how I'm involved. But also on the side projects, you know, we have CS Insider, which is a newsletter that we send out in adoption on in terms of, you know, for users adoption for those newsletters, and also some of the other activities that I do in the community in terms of book club and others. You know, adoption is pretty important to see, you know, who's adopting and who's getting the value out of it.
Ashna, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So I'll give you an example from my current work perspective, which is, as I mentioned, we have a couple of Salesforce software products off of Salesforce AppExchange. Some of the challenges that we see has to do with deployment and installation. So, everything really starts at the very beginning, and you can have so many guidelines, you can have so many processes, and you can have your onboarding, your, you know, implementation, all of that done right. But if they're not adopting and it's not being used, the deployment didn't happen in the time period, you're going to have a lower adoption. It's going to slow things down. So that's one of the challenges. The others are some of, you know, assigned versus what's being used, you know, how much of usage, or how much of call it in terms of licenses and seats and whatnot in software terms. If it's assigned versus what's really being used, and even deeper level of adoption, who's using it, how much of it's being used, are they using the similar functionalities of the same segmentations? So thinking and getting all that different information, you know, the challenges is when those are not being used right, that's when you come across some of the challenges. And also, cases and bugs and issues, people that are using, you're going to find that they're going to come up with feature requests, they're going to come up with issues and questions and stuff. So for accounts that you're working with, if they're not bringing you those questions, that's also kind of a red alert, because it doesn't always mean that they're using it perfectly fine. It also means that maybe they're not using it. And then the last one, the challenge I would say, is not relevant information. So it's not necessary that your product, you know, would be solving issues for them all the time, but the similar use cases that you've talked about in the beginning, a lot of time, you know, over time, you have to stay up to date with what do they need right now. And when you can't resolve that, you know, they tend to stop using the tool because it's not solving their the tool or solution. It's not solving their current problem. So I think that's also another challenge. And then on the successes sides are, I think I kind of mentioned with the challenges a little bit too, but like flip it around a little bit, you know, understanding the power of understanding now, kind of what do they need right now, understanding that, relying on usage and usage adoption data, the data, the feedback that you get back, rely on that, but it's always about data and feelings. You know, it's your data is not always going to give you the right answers. Just understand what's coming back and be honest with your customers. Stay on top of your communication. You can talk about some practices such as refreshers that you can work with them, working sessions, feature rollouts, office hours. What are the different ways that you can stay in touch with your customers, but not just for the sake of it, but actually bringing them value to the table? And that's when the customers start seeing that you're not just talking about the product, you're actually giving them valuable insight that can help them, which can increase adoption overall.
And Ashna, where can we learn more about user adoption? And you're working on the subject.
I typically write things about it on LinkedIn. I think that's where I am pretty active. So on LinkedIn, find me at Ashna Patel. And as I mentioned, I talk a lot about data plus feeling. So yeah, on LinkedIn.
Well, thanks, Ashna.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.